I've covered three of the four factors I described as helping determine a problem's suitability for a machine learning solution. Defined outcomes, check. Clock time efficiency, check. Scale efficiency, check. So today I'm going to minute the final factor, a lack of variation bottlenecks. The main point of all of these factors is that machine learning is about lots of variation. In many real-world problems, variation just exists. Chess or image recognition or NFL play calling have variation out the wazoo. In some cases, variation's easy to create. It's not hard in a pay-per-click program to buy more keywords or alter your bid strategies to create variation. Side note, we were once asked to analyze a PPC program where they'd done the same buys with the same keywords and ads for 4 years. We made a lot of suggestions, but we didn't do much real analysis. Not every problem is like that. In theory, website pages provide infinite scope for variation and analysis. But it's not that easy. Major brands spend a lot of money building a web page. They take their brand seriously, and world-class imagery and writing, they're expensive. That's a variation bottleneck. It's the same with all sorts of creative, from commercials to movies. I guess that's a good thing when it comes to art. This isn't to say that some kinds of variation can't be found. Maybe you can analyze thousands of websites, but it's harder to get defined outcomes that way. This twin demand for variation and outcomes can be a limiting factor in a lot of problems. Mind you, people sometimes let it be a worse problem than it ought to be. If you're at all serious about email, you test subject lines. But seriously, how hard is it to create lots of different full-text versions? It's not that expensive, even with legal and branding adding cost. Creating variation isn't just good for machine learning, it's good for analytics. And if you're serious about analytics, you probably ought to spend as much time driving variation as analyzing data.